The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by VHI Healthcare. Let our experts look after yours in our dedicated screening centres.
My first guest has been at the helm of her family-founded company for the last 5 years. Once known as Agnes McCourt's Weight Reducing Company, Unislim has been on the go for 45 years and has touched the lives of thousands of Irish people along the way. Since stepping back from the business, Agnes's daughter Fiona Gratzer has taken charge, although she started working in the family firm as early as her mother would allow. She's now on a crusade to modernise the brand and broaden its appeal to help the women and men of Ireland to shed those excess pounds. And with Ireland on course to become the fattest nation in Europe, there's no shortage of people in need of motivation. But of course, the weight loss market is a very competitive place. Fiona, you're very welcome to the show. The Unislim business is so well known across the country. And as I was saying, it started quite a long time ago with your mam.
That's correct. We're going way back now. Unislim was founded in 1972. But before that, when I was born in the 60s, late 60s, my mother found herself 3 stone overweight. And she was a school teacher at the time. And she was really unhappy about her weight, especially when she went shopping and she was directed to the pregnancy section in a shop. She wasn't feeling very happy about that at all and went home and she was crying to my father, Brian. And she herself and my late father, Brian, decided that she would get together a couple of friends and open up a class of her own to help her lose the weight. So she gathered 9 friends, the local parish priest gave her a hall, and she started a class.
That must have been revolutionary at that time, because the idea of people getting together to do something like that is so accepted now. But at that time, if you wanted to lose weight, it was probably just sort of self-discipline, do it alone, don't say anything.
There was nothing available. So you're going back to the 60s where there wasn't even any gyms available in Ireland. There weren't any exercise classes. So it was completely revolutionary. Even the concept of group support, which is really what Unislim was at the beginning. And that's how we've managed to grow into from one class in a parish hall to 300 classes nationwide around Ireland today. So my mother was really a pioneer at the time.
So she set up the group.
Yes.
And did it work?
What happened was she was the teacher cum pupil. She really didn't know how to help people to lose weight. She just wanted to lose weight herself. She had a dream to get back to her pre-pregnancy shape. And when her friends would come in and she would say to them, what are you doing wrong, or what do you think your downfall is? And somebody would say, well, I eat a loaf of bread a day. And my mother would say, well, why don't you cut it down to half a loaf of bread a day and see how you get on? And as the weeks went by, everybody lost weight. And my father would be at home furiously reading through Encyclopedia Britannica, because there wasn't the internet. There was no access to information at the time. And he was started to write talks for her by going through whatever information he had at home with books. And so they worked together at creating this system for people to help people to lose weight. The 12 weeks were up. My mother got back to her shape. She went back to school and she thought, well, that's done and dusted. That was fun. And one of the local newspapers picked up on the story that there was a lady in Newry who could talk the weight off you.
Right.
And so that was what she became known as, Agnes of Court, the lady who could talk weight off you. And that story was then picked up by, as many of your listeners would know, Gloria Honeyford, who is a very well-known BBC broadcaster in BBC Northern and BBC Ulster. And she invited my mother on to a show because she couldn't believe that somebody could talk the weight off you, which my mother was so enthusiastic and inspiring. And so they had her on the radio and she was loved and everybody wanted to have a piece of her. And that's really how Unislim began and grew organically. It was never a business concept. It was just my mom's dream to lose weight herself.
But at some point she must have decided that there is a business here, or maybe together with your dad. Is that how it worked? And they thought, well, how are we going to proceed now?
Yes, well, that's exactly what happened. They were in good pensionable jobs in the 60s and 70s and people didn't leave their jobs then. And they decided that there was actually a business here for them. It was because everybody wanted to have my mother running a class, and we were living in Newry at the time, and she was going from Newry to Dundalk to Cross Maglen and travelling around, and she had young children at home at the time, that she realised that there was a way to grow this by looking at creating a business by training people from within the organisation, people who were successful at losing weight themselves, and then Unislim multiplied and grew from there. And the support is really back down to what the support was at the beginning. She realised very early on that if you build a good supportive network and build the community, which is what Unislim has been over the last 45 years, that you can grow a business that way. That's how it happened.
And of course, it is a franchise model. Mm. At some point, she must have felt or realised that that was the best way to do it.
Again, I would say that it was my father, Brian, as well, who was really the brains behind the franchise model. And he was studying and looking what was happening internationally. And as ironic as it is, he got his idea from what was becoming a very famous fast food chain, which is the antithesis of what Unislim preaches, which is healthy eating. And he realised that a franchise model, which you could have a class, which would be the same class multiplied in every town in Ireland, run the same way with the same ethos and with the same enthusiasm of the leaders, that that was a franchise model that they really copied and emulated. And that's how we run our business today.
So it was a bit like McDonald's then.
Well, I wasn't going to say that. But yes, I guess it is.
That's what you were thinking.
Ironically, it is, yes.
So you're growing up, it has become a business.
Yes.
What was it like in the house? Was everybody talking about weight?
It was just phenomenal.
From an early age.
I have to say, I just found it phenomenal because I grew up in a very exciting environment. My parents came from being school teachers to being entrepreneurs literally overnight. And I even remember when my mum came back with her from her first Unislim class, and she was just so excited. She couldn't believe like 67 people had turned up to a class. And it was just an exciting environment. And we also grew up in the Troubles in Northern Ireland as well. And I remember going down to the dairy with my father in Newry to pick up yogurts, because what has always been the ethos and basis of Unislim is education and educating people's eating habits and introducing people to new food trends. And so he was collecting these natural yogurts in Newry to bring them across the border to Dundalk, because yogurts didn't exist in Dundalk. There was no yogurts in the Republic of Ireland at the time.
You were a yogurt-free zone.
So anyway.
Not anymore.
So off he goes, and he was bringing yogurts to the members in Dundalk. And one night my mum gets a phone call to say that my father was detained on the border by customs because they didn't know what he had in these little pots. And she had to go down to the customs to bail him out, if you like. And the members in Dundalk didn't get their yogurts that night, and they were very disappointed.
But I'd say that the customs boys and RUC decided to tuck into them nonetheless. Now, at some point then, the business is developing. Were you very interested in it from an early age? Was it something that you felt you wanted to go into?
I really did from a very, very early age. I loved the environment and I loved the excitement and buzz of the business. But my mother rightly insisted that I did a college degree and that I went and travelled around the world, and that I was absolutely certain that I wanted to work in the business before I came in. And when
did she really want you to do it, or was she very open to the idea of, look, if you want to do something else, that's fine?
Yeah, there never was a pressure for me to get involved in the company, but I really had it in my bones. I really was enthusiastic and I wanted to get involved. But I did know that when I started out, I started out at the very bottom of the company, and I worked my way up and I learned every aspect of the company, from running classes to working doing the post for about a year. I think I was in the post room, to answering the telephone calls and then working through all different departments in the company.
Did she deliberately give you the tough jobs?
I think
licking
she...
the envelopes. And...
Yes, she did. But I had to earn my stripes now, in fairness, and in order for me to have any credibility with anyone in the company, I had to do that.
So your mom only retired relatively recently, a few years ago. So you worked together side by side for quite a few years in the business.
Yes, we did. Very successfully, I have to say. We have a great dynamic together, and I've really enjoyed working with my mother, and I will always call on her for counsel. And, you know, she's just a powerhouse of information and enthusiasm. She's 76 years old. She'd probably be on the phone to me immediately now for saying that on the airwaves. But she's currently in Australia. She's gallivanting around the world, visiting her brothers and sisters. And she really personifies what Unislim is about. It's a healthy lifestyle. She looks great. She's full of energy. She eats really well and she exercises. And that's what Unislim is about, and helping you to live longer and sustain a healthier lifestyle.
Now, tell me a bit about the business today. It's a very well-known brand in Ireland. It's how many franchisees do you have?
We have 100 franchisees and we run 300 classes weekly.
And you're up against what are big international players. Your competitors would be the likes of Weight Watchers, Slimming World. They're big global businesses, aren't they?
Absolutely. And yes, it's a very competitive market that we're in. But Unislim is an Irish company and we're very proud of our heritage. And we have a fantastic plan that works. And we're constantly innovating and providing the best standard of care and service that we can for our members. And that sustained us throughout the last 45 years. And the fact that we've managed to build really strong communities, not just locally in school halls and hotels and wherever our venues are, but also with online. We've utilised the power of the internet as much as we can with technology and with Facebook, for instance. We've got over 19,000 people in a private chat room on Facebook. So technology has been a friend for us in helping us to build communities and strengthening our brand.
Yeah, the technological revolution when it comes to lifestyle and health. Certainly on paper, it should be the case that a lot of these things we should now be able to take care of ourselves. We can monitor what we eat, we can monitor our health, we can get reminders to do certain things. What is it about the Unislim model that makes it endure?
I think connectivity with people is so much more important than your wearable technology. There's a lot of information about wearables that while they may encourage you to exercise more, they're not actually, you don't actually lose weight when you're using wearable technology.
Why do you not lose weight using wearables on its own, for example?
Well, there's quite a lot of research about that because you are inclined to do your 10,000 steps a day when you're using your wearable, or you're reminded to do your 10,000 steps and you may reach that goal. But then you're more inclined to eat a little bit extra because you've done that. It's just people seem to overestimate the power of exercise when they're trying to lose weight and underestimate the food that they have to eat or reduce the calorie consumption. So that's really important that you watch what you eat when you're losing weight. Of course, you need to exercise as well, but it's the food that you eat, which is the trick.
Now, we tend to associate a lot of products and dieting, etc., with women. And the Unislim business and businesses like that, I suppose Weight Watchers as well, is it a female-only domain?
Interestingly enough, we've got more male members coming to Unislim in the last 5 years than we had in the previous 40 years. And that's because men are so much more comfortable about talking about their weight and wanting to lose weight and being healthier and fitter.
So in a typical Unislim group, what percentage might be men today?
At the moment, we're hitting towards 10% male members, which is fantastic to see more men coming to the classes. And we've got more male leaders running our classes now. We've got 4 male leaders and 5 years ago we had no male leaders. So it's a really a growing audience and I'm really proud that our brand can attract men and that they feel comfortable with coming to a Unislim class as well.
Now, it's very much a family business. Is it owned by your mum, yourself, or the other family members?
At the moment, it's just myself and my mum that are running the business and we own the business at the moment.
And it hasn't always been easy for you, particularly I know that in 2015 you had a terrible tragedy. You lost your husband. He was killed in a motorbike accident.
That's right. My world's been turned upside down in the last year and a half. And that has been very difficult for me. However, I have been lucky. I've been surrounded by incredible friends and family that have helped me through. But also my work has been a lifesaver for me. I work with a great team of people in the office and with wonderful leaders. And I guess I've had to readjust my life a lot. And I'm not so stressed as I used to be honest, because when you lose somebody, you do put your life into perspective. And I really aim to have a lot of fun in my life and try to look at the best of every situation that I'm in. And I have been able to default, if you like, back to the blueprint of what Unislim represents, is that I have to look after my mental health. I look after my life by eating well, ensure that I eat really well. And some days I haven't felt like eating and some days I feel like eating way too much. I ensure I exercise as much as I can because that's really, really important for my mental health. And I try to do something and have something really good to look forward to so that I don't spiral, you know, and that I can find happiness again.
trying to cope with a personal loss like that while dealing with the pressures of running a business and having your own family, it must have been a very difficult and intense period.
Yes, and I don't think I'm out of it yet. You know, I think you can go down cul-de-sacs and you can feel really sorry for yourself in the situation that I found myself in. But I'm naturally a very optimistic person, and I do my best to look at the bright side of my life and just to keep going.
Your husband, Uwe, am
yes.
I pronouncing that correctly?
That's correct, yes.
Uwe. Was he involved in the business with you?
No, he wasn't. But I think that's something that I really do miss, is going home from work and having somebody there that you can talk to about your day. And especially when you run a business, it can be lonely running a business. And it's lovely to have somebody that you can just bounce ideas off. And I'm not sure if you listen to me most of the time, but anyway, at least I had someone to talk to. But that's where my friends step in now, and where I can rely on my mother, who sadly lost her husband when my father was 48 when he passed away. So it's a little bit of history repeating itself, but it's wonderful to have my mother there who I can rely on and who's supportive to me.
You said it was particularly important for you, as it is for all of us, to have something to look forward to.
Mm.
What are the things that you're looking forward to for you and for the business now at this point?
Well, in the business, I really look forward to... There's so much to do. I mean, in Ireland, the work is not done. You know, by 2030, we are tipped to be the fattest nation in Europe. And there's a lot of work that Unislim can do. And I want to be able to continue to help people to find that they can be healthier just by eating well and exercising more. Personally, what I look forward to is I just look forward to my children growing up and having great memories and creating new memories and enjoying my life as much as I can. And just that's it, really. Looking forward to the future, whatever that may be.
Well, Fiona Gratzer, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you.